This chazor is the initial book of Cheskel Shlag and Rav Yehuda Maseches Yoma Daf Ayin Dalet. For the Gemara, is it always the case that something that carries a karis penalty is not addressed with the term of aser? A brisa says, although all the pleasures listed in the Mishnah are aser, there are only karis for eating, drinking, or doing malacha. We see that even those items that are addressed that really have a chi of karis are still spoken about as being aser. And for the Gemara, the brisa means to say that these things, when done chatzi shir, are aser, but when they're done with the full shir, the eating and drinking and doing malacha would make a person chayiv karis. The other ones would still only remain aser. Second terazach of the Gemara, the term aser used in the brisa was being used only regarding the other pleasures, not regarding eating, drinking, and doing malacha at all. Zach the Gemara with regard to chatzi shir, Rabbi Yechon said it's aser deraisa. Why? Since it's fit to combine into a full minimum shear, therefore even a chati shear is aser. Rabbi Shlok says muta deraisa because there's no act of yachila here. Eating less than a shear is not an achila, and therefore it wouldn't be aser. Rabbi Yechon asked, the Braisa says, we learned that a chati shear of chalev and the chalev of a kvi, which is an animal we're unsure whether it's a chayur or a behema. So we learned that the chatzi shir of a chelev and of a kvi the chatzi shir of chelev and chelev of a kvi are also from the fact that the Torah says kol chelev. We see that the chatzi shir is also deraisa. Rish Lakish says it's really only also derabbanan. The pasuk is merely an asmachta. It has to be the case because the pasuk can't be said to be teaching the chelev of a kvi is also because the kvi is a suffix to us whether it's treated as a chayav behemah. It's not a suffix to the Eibishta, and therefore the Eibishta wouldn't write in the pasuk to teach that it's also because for him the klapi mal is not a suffix. Therefore, it must mean that it's derabbanan and it's only an asmachta. Rabbi Yechon would say that this doesn't prove that the pasuk is only a smachta, because the brisa may hold that a kvi is considered to be a min bifnei atzmai and not a suffix, and that's why the pasuk has to teach that it's chelev is aser. Zach the Gemara brisa says the pasuk says ta'anu nafshei seichem, that would lead us to believe that one must put themselves into a situation to cause suffering, sit in the sun, sit in the cold. The pasuk therefore says v'chol malach le'sasa, which teaches that you don't have to actively suffer, rather you only have to passively suffer, meaning not eat, not drink, etc. We would think that if one happens to be sitting in the sun or the cold, he should have to remain there and suffer because he can't get out of it, he can't pull himself out of it. However, we learn that just like the isra of doing malacha applies in all situations, so to the mitzvah of suffering must be one that applies in all situations. Therefore, it does not apply to through cold and heat, which are not present in all situations. Zach the Gemara Brisa says the pasuk says ta'anu nafshei seichem, which would lead us to believe that one must put themselves into a situation to cause suffering, sit in the sun and the cold. The pasuk therefore says v'chol malach le'sasa, which teaches that just like one is chayiv karis for doing malacha in other situations, so too the mitzvah of suffering only applies to things that one would be chayiv karis for in other situations, which would be what? Which would be the eating of a pigle or noiser. So you see that you chayiv karis for eating sometimes. So too here by Yom Kippur you chayiv karis for eating. Another pasuk then says v'inisim is nafshei seichem, to teach that it even applies to eating that have only chayiv misa from shemayim attached to it, like eating of tevel. Another pasuk then says v'inisim is nafshei seichem, to teach that it even applies to eating things that are only aser with a lav, like nevela. Another pasuk then says v'inisim is nafshei seichem, to teach that it even applies to eating things that are mutter to eat, like regular chulin food. Another pasuk then says v'inisim is nafshei seichem, to teach that it even applies to eating things that are a mitzvah to eat, like truma. Finally, another pasuk says v'inisim is nafshei seichem, to teach that it even applies to eating things that are a mitzvah to eat and have an iser against leaving them over uneaten, like Kaddishim. The Braisa then ends off that we can also learn that the Isser against eating and drinking from the pasuk that says Avatias a nefesh ahi, which teaches that the suffering must be of the type that takes away someone's nefesh, which is what? Which is holding back from eating and drinking. Why does the Braisa have to bring the second method of learning the Isser of eating and drinking? After the Gemara, the Braisa is saying that if you want to say that the first Pesukim of Nisan referred to abstaining from Tashmish, the second Pesuk therefore teaches clearly that the suffering referred to is the abstaining from food and drink. The Yeshiva Rishmol told a Braisa that said regarding Yom Kippur, the Pesuk says Inui. Regarding the Yidin in the Midbar, it says Inui as well. Just as over there it referred to suffering from not eating, it was referring by the Mon. So over here also it means, regarding Yom Kippur, it means the suffering by through not eating. Maybe we should learn that Ini refers to Tashmish as it's used in the Pasuk by when Lot says to Lavan says to Yaakov im ta'anes benoisai. The Mara says we learn an Inui of the public, which is Yom Kippur, from another instance of Inui of the public from the Midbar, and not from an Inui of an individual from Yaakov. In fact, the pasuk regarding the Yidin the Mitzrayim says Vayar es onyenu, and that refers to also to Tashmish. That's an Inui of Rabman refers to Tashmish. Mara says we learn an Inui caused by Shemayim from an Inui caused by Shemayim, meaning so it's from Kippur and the Midbar, and not an Inui caused by people, which was from the Mitzrayim. So therefore, that we're not going to learn from over there. So Mara, the pasuk says that the Mon was given to cause suffering. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi argue, one explains this is because it was never left over for the next day, so you always had to be worried, be nervous about the next day. The other said it was you ate it without actually seeing the meat or whatever it was that you had in mind that you're eating, and therefore eating without seeing what you're eating does not fully satisfy. The pasuk says, ki eaten by kais einai. He's halach b'mei sharma. Rami and Rasi argue. One explains this to mean if someone likes to become drunk, so all our royas appear to him as being mutter. The other explains this to mean if someone likes becoming drunk, the entire world's money become mutter to him. Seem to be mutter to him. Pasuk says, Da'aga b'leiv ish yashchena. So Rabbi and Rasi argue, what does the word yashchena mean? One explains this to mean if someone's worried, you should just uproot the worry from your mind. Push it away, don't think about it. The other explains this to mean that yashchena, you should talk to others about it, maybe they'll give you a good etza on how to deal with it. Next, the pasuk says, V'nochosh ofar lachmai. Rabbi and Rasi argue, one explains this to mean a snake can eat all the delicacies of the world, but everything tastes like dust to it. The other explains this to mean that even if the snake eats all the delicacies of the world, the snake does not become satisfied until it eats dust as well.